One wide receiver wide to the left. It's Hendershot. Mullinder under center. Split backs, two tight ends. Carmel showing blitz. They do. Pitch right side to Keough. He is hit flag. And dropped near the one. There is a flag down. It's at the two-yard line. So Drudge was dropped at the one or the two on the far side of the field. We'll check on the flag.
And it looks like they could be getting some of these Penn offensive linemen for hitting below the knees.
Yeah. It wasn't the normal referee to throw the holding flag, though, so we'll have to see. It was one of the back judges in the Carmel defensive backfield. It is. So this is going to be on Penn, and Carmel will definitely take that penalty for sure. Much rather push him back, make him do third down again than make it fourth and goal from the one.
Because right now, Pat, that ball's going to get spotted at the 17-yard line. A huge loss as I believe Purnell's going to come off and Trapkus will come in for the Greyhounds.
So third and goal now from the 17-yard line. We saw Carmel get killed by Snyder when they had a third and 15 last week. The Greyhound defense looking to come up big here. Molander will once again come under center. Split backs in the backfield. It's Keough and Drudge. Two receivers wide to the right side. They're Betzer and Levin. Betzer slotted. Now Keough will join him on the right side behind the tight end. Dropping back to throw. Mullinder, he's pressured, will just get the screen pass off. Coming back, shedding a tackler, and dropped at the 16 is Brandon Drudge. And Carmel makes the stop, nearly gets a sack. They'll settle for a two-yard gain by Penn. And out here likely comes the field goal unit. The ball's on the 16-yard line, so this would make this about a 34-yard kick.
Great penetration by the Greyhound defensive line. All the offensive players now by the heaters. Newton on the bike getting warmed up.
Looks to be a 33-yard effort straight away here for Penn. 5:30 left here in the first. Penn trying to get on the board first. To kick here is Alan Sinclair for the Kingsmen. The snap is high. The kick is balls down. The kick is up. It's got the leg, and it is good. A great kick there from Alan Sinclair, and the Penn Kingsmen strike first. 5:18 left on the first period scoreboard. It's the Kingsmen 3 and the Greyhounds nothing. Back here at Carmel Stadium, the Penn Kingsmen strike first. A 33-yard field goal by Alan Sinclair is good. And now the Kingsmen will be kicking this football off here from the 40-yard line. Alan Sinclair is also the man to do the kicking. To return here for the Carmel Greyhounds, Nick Logan and Taylor Wagner back for Carmel. Sinclair runs and kicks it. It's a short, very short kick. Caught at the 20 by Logan. Logan to the 25, straight up the middle to the 30. Finds a seam. He's open to the 35. One man to beat. He's to the 50.
Come
up
on,
the
Nick.
Middle. Nick Logan to the 35. He's down to the 30. 25, and will be dropped down at the 18-yard line. But what a great first return by Nick Logan.
There we go, Nick. That's something to get the Greyhound offense going. They took all, Penn took almost 7 minutes off the clock, and what a great job by Carmel to run down the field. Get taken down at the 18, check out the 17-yard line. Great field position, obviously, for the Greyhounds to start this first drive that they have off. And they are in excellent field position to possibly take a lead here, Pat.
Yeah, ball on the 19, so call it the 19, and here comes Carmel, and great. Couldn't ask for better field position. Newton comes out in shotgun. Bergman to his left, Freitag to his right. Wide to the right side is Eric Ardiola. Wide far to the left is Troy Stratford. Ball on the right hash of the 19. Newton looking over a four-man front for Penn. Two linebackers about 5 yards back. Newton in the gun. Freitag will join Ardiola on the right side. Newton takes a snap. He's going to run it to the left side. Cuts upfield. Big hold of the 15. Newton's dropped on a big tackle down to the 12. A hard hit taken down Morgan Newton was Mike Carroll, the linebacker for Penn, but not after a 7-yard gain for Carmel and Morgan Newton. It's second and three.
Mike Carroll said his name a lot during the pregame, Pat. He will be all over the field for this Penn team. And Eric Quarter, the tight end on the right side, he's going to be coming in a lot because it looks like Carmel's going to decide to run the football.
So, second and three. Newton again in the gun. Two receivers wide to the right. Two backs back with him. Takes a snap. Penn defense drop. Looks right side. Airs it out for Ardiola. Caught. Touchdown, Greyhounds. In the right corner of the end zone. It's 6-3.
There we go. There's a shark attack right there. The first pass of the game. A touchdown to Eric Ardiola. Pat, that drive, 32 seconds.
Compare that to Penn's 7-minute drive. Wow.
What a great job by this Carmel offense starting this game off quick. And right when I said, hey, they're going to run it, they go right to Ardiola. He had the out route to the end zone. And Carmel, hey, they got the lead right now, Pat.
So Nate Beachy will be holding this kick. A snap from James Rundle and Jordan Babcock, the sophomore who gave Carmel the go-ahead field goal to kick it. The snap is there. It's down. The extra point is up and good. 4:30 to go here in the first period of play. It's Carmel 7 and the Kingsmen 3.